This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With traffic in most major cities in this country not really getting any better, those big urban areas are looking to expand public transit, even or perhaps especially places known for their sprawl. Metro Atlanta, I'm looking at you. Traffic there in Atlanta ranks fourth worst in the United States, and the city has had public transit for a while, but there is a drive now for a regional system. But to get the suburbs to buy in, there's a bit of rebranding that has to happen. As Stephanie Stokes reports now from WABE.
Marketing isn't typically the job of state legislators, but in the bustling hallways of the Georgia State Capitol, Senator Brandon Beach has had branding on his mind.
Sometimes a refresh and a rebrand is good.
He crafted a law to expand public transit around Atlanta so that it stretches from the city all the way to the suburbs. And one of his requirements is that the system sport a new name, the ATL.
I think with a refresh, it'll help and get people to be more accepting of regional transit. And so that's why I'm doing it.
The city already has a network of buses and trains, the ninth biggest in the country. It's called MARTA, which stands for Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. But that name has baggage.
It's rooted in this racist history of suburban opposition to MARTA.
Alex Carner is a planning professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He studied MARTA. He says back in the 60s, the system was supposed to connect the city to the suburbs. The problem was people in the suburbs didn't want it.
There are stories of bumper stickers saying things like, share Atlanta crime, support MARTA. And there are also people on the record at public meetings talking about people getting on buses to commit crime, to steal televisions, etc.
Carner says it wasn't just about fear of crime. This was after school integration, when white people left Atlanta by the thousands. The city that MARTA would tie their suburbs to, it was now mostly black.
And so the rejection of MARTA at the time was a way to cement the separation of the newly white suburbs from the black city of Atlanta.
And suburban voters didn't warm to the idea of joining the city's transit system in the decades that followed, despite MARTA's efforts, like this radio ad from the 80s.
You know what a traffic jam is to me? It's sitting back with my earphones and listening to my favorite jams on MARTA on my way to work.
So could a new name shift mindsets now? Selena Barlow owns a firm called Transit Marketing. She's consulted with systems around the country, and she says rebranding can help.
The things it can do really effectively are increase visibility, make a system catch people's attention again in a new way.
But to make a lasting difference, Barlow says it has to come with better transit, like new rail lines or bus stops. In Atlanta, many people are open to changing the image of public transportation here. Outside a MARTA station downtown, I meet Jennifer Gurley. She's from a suburb east of Atlanta, and she says she likes the new name lawmakers came up with.
Everybody knows Atlanta as the ATL, so it's just kind of fitting to me that we would call our system the ATL.
The true test of the rebrand, though, may be in the coming years. The state's offered $100 million to kickstart the ATL regional transit system. But suburban voters still get to choose whether they want to put their own money in by raising their county sales taxes. In Atlanta, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.